We're back on with Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund, talking Lake Gogebic ice fishing. Thanks for some more of your time, Gus.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We talked about the walleye. Sounds like a 27-incher won the Walleye Lodge tournament. I guess it's a good segue to go right into those teeter pig perch. I can't wait to hear what the results were from the tournament in the perch category.
Yeah, I think a 14.5-inch perch won it. I don't think it was 2 pounds, but it was a dandy. That got caught off the west shore, I believe. So the west shore is actually starting to heat up a little bit. A lot of guys are just fishing the east shore up till now, but they're starting to work the west shore good, too. Yeah, they're using wigglers primarily out here for the perch, and sometimes they use wax ones, but pretty much it's a wiggler bite.
What are they putting the wigglers on? Are they using any kind of teardrops or tungsten jigs?
Well, some guys like little tungsten, but we hand-paint a bunch of jigs up at Maple Ridge here that the perch really like. They look like little wigglers and stuff, and little pink and white jigs, and they got little red gill dots on them. It's kind of my specialty. They perch kind of like them here.
Ah, you know what's going on. They got your finger on the pulse, so another reason to stop in and see Gus at Maple Ridge there in Berglund. Get some of those specific perch jigs that you call them, huh?
Yeah, we also like to add, we got the food wagon here for the Hogathon. That's only 6 Saturdays away, too, so people are actually already starting to get geared up for that and trying to pre-fish for the big hogs already, so winter's flying on us here.
Yeah, 6 weeks away for the Hogathon. I definitely am looking forward to talking to you about that. You mentioned the west shore for the perch, and if I remember correctly, man, it can get brutal over there because the snow just drifts up on that west shore.
Actually, the snow west winds, so the east shore is where it stacks up.
Okay.
So the west shore is a lot better conditions on the west shore. We kind of got things tossed around there, but the west shore is a little bit better conditions.
Yeah, I had it backwards. I apologize on that. All right, let's talk about these crappies real quick. You know, not a lot of people think about Lake Gogebic for crappie, but you and I have talked about this. There are some slabs in the deep water there, so maybe you could mention that again and if you've heard anything about that bite.
Actually, this lake is underfished for crappies. There's big crappies in here, but nobody really keys up on them. They don't fish the deep holes. Like off the Porcupine Point area, if you key up on crappies, you do really good, but everybody just hangs out for the perch and kind of crappie's a sleeper. They just don't go after them much, but we get them up to 17 inches out here.
Now, most lakes, in my experience, you know, you can catch perch almost all day long, but a lot of times it seems like crappie is just an early morning or a right before dark bite. Is that the case on Lake Gogebic too?
That's correct. They like low light conditions, and even after dark, they got the crystals in their eyes like walleyes, so they're a night feeder. So, yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, Gus, I really appreciate passing along all this good stuff. And with the good conditions on the ice and little slush compared to over here in the central UP, you might have some folks traveling your way this weekend to get away from the slush. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund, talking Lake Gogebic ice fishing on the Outdoor Show.